Evander Kane?
Evander Kane is making the trip. He'll be day to day, and we'll reassess the situation in Chicago tomorrow.
Bad loss, mate.
Well, I think our goal really is to be consistently solid in back-to-back games. We finally played a decent game and got rewarded for it. When you watch the tape back, there's a lot of good things that we did. Now we played Chicago, basically played them 20 minutes and then did some things that cost us, and against a team that we knew that if we played the way we would play, that could happen. So, you know, we're going to have to focus on, you know, smaller increments of the game, keep our focus on the first 20 minutes and maybe stay away from the result of the game, more of the way we need to play, because there was a lot of good things that we did in the game from a technical standpoint.
I was going to ask you that, actually. Last night seemed like a game where it was more about the process as opposed to results. Like, if you got a goal or if you went down a goal, it didn't seem to matter.
Well, I don't know if it didn't seem to matter, but it always matters. But I mean, it didn't swing the emotional pendulum as it has in the past. And I think that for us, we tried to keep the focus a little bit more on the process and a little bit more on things that we can control rather than looking at the big picture of things. And I think that it really helped us a bit. But, you know, having said that, we've played one good game. We need to prove ourselves that we can become more consistent and try to get ourselves to playing another good 60 minutes. That's really what we have to get done here. And then Chicago's going to be a test. It's a good team. They're going to test the areas. If you want to have poor puck management, they're going to show you again that you can't do that against them. So it'll be a real good test for us.
Mark Scheifele's talked about keeping an even keel. How do you think he's handled the ups and downs so far in the early going?
Well, I think Mark's been good. I mean, he's a young player. I think he's just trying to find his way in the league. I think that his line has been real good for us. They've had a couple of good back-to-back games, so they've done their part as far as being consistent, that line. And I think that you can see that they have formulated some chemistry in their game, and it shows on the ice. Now they got rewarded for that with some offensive play. So, you know, the consistency that they're showing, they just need to continue to bring that to the table. And then if they're able to do that, that also helps us.
Mark was mentioning he was most proud last night of his defensive play and not the points. And I guess that's part of the whole process for any player. The points will come, but you need guys to be responsible.
Well, I think that if he was happy with his defensive play, that would be good, because the winning the game is important for him, and being a contributor. And to contribute, you don't need to only contribute on the score sheet. It's really how you play the game, and that's the process we talk about. I think that if you make contributions in whatever fashion, it has to be from a checking standpoint, because that is how eventually you win the game. I think that's a good thing, if he's thinking like that.
How would you describe the start that Brian Little's had for you? Seems to be doing a little bit of everything.
You know what, Brian's been here, I've been here 2 years and whatever it is, 2 months with Brian, and he's one of our more consistent players, whether he scores or doesn't. What he's done consistently well this season is he's been able to finish and has really scored with regularity. But his game has really not changed much. He gives you the same pretty much every night. He's a bankable player, no maintenance. We have a few of those guys that are, you know what you're going to get. They're very reliable, and you can rely on them, and their teammates can rely on them, and that's what he brings to the table. And it's paid off for him, because he's been able to score some goals and get some offense.
What was it about last night's game that allowed you to have so much of the puck? It's tough against a team like Detroit that likes to have it.
There's a couple of things, I think. One of the things is we wanted to control the neutral zone a little bit better against Detroit. We wanted to kind of clog up the middle of the ice. I thought we managed to do that well. I thought that our breakouts were good from our goal line, and I thought that we were able to get way better dumps and allow us to get on the forecheck. So all the things we did led more to our play with the puck, that led more to carrying it up off the rush and into the offensive zone, and then getting a chance to get it back in the offensive zone if it was off a dump. So in those areas, we ended up with more shots, more offensive zone play, and just more offensive play. But it's not really reinventing stuff. It's just executing the things we talked about before, you know. So we finally put all that stuff together, you know, and that's something we've been looking for quite some time now.
Is it reinforcing for the players to see the turnovers that come from playing that way and the opportunities they can create?
Well, I think it's good. I think it's good when you focus on the process and then you get you see results from the processes that you do. It's no different than when you play, if you play really well and then you don't win the game or whatever, your team loses sight of, well, we're not getting rewarded for it, you know. I think last night was a situation where we did a lot of things well. We ended up with the puck more, we created more offense, and we did it from a defending posture.